Hello, Fuji lovers. Thank you so much for downloading this 15th episode of the Fuji Love podcast. The Fuji Love podcast is brought to you by Fuji Love magazine. And on today's episode, I have the pleasure of talking to Angelo Fernandez, Portuguese street and wedding photographer, designer of camera straps for Fujifilm cameras, and owner of his online shop with all sorts of accessories for your Fujifilm cameras and lenses. We had a really, really nice talk about photography, about Fujinon lenses, and of course about Angelo's online business. So I hope very much you will enjoy this nice conversation with Angelo Fernandez.
This is Fuji Love, a podcast for Fujifilm X users from around the globe. Thank you for tuning in.
So, hello, Angelo. Finally, we made it. We are here on the line. We have been planning to connect and record this episode for, I think it's a year now, right?
Yes. Hello, Thomas. How are you?
Finally, we managed to connect. We chatted several times. I think the place we met for the first time was in the Fujilove group on Facebook. And then I found out more about you. I know that you are a photographer. You are also a businessman. You are running your own photography shop online. So why don't you just, you know, in a couple of sentences, tell our listeners, those who don't know about you, who you are, what you do photographically, and what's your online shop all about?
Okay, right. So I'm a street photographer and a photojournalist. So I start my photography in the streets. I do weddings as well. I do all kind of photography work. And I decided to start my shop to help me to keep doing what I really like, that is photography. Mm-hmm. And my shop starts because of Fuji as well. Because when I moved from Canon to Fuji, my first camera was the X-Pro1, beautiful camera, mm-hmm. as we all know, but I was not happy with the strap. So mm-hmm. I found this guy that was doing this beautiful leather retro straps, the guy from Dead Cameras, and I ordered one to myself. And I was so happy with the strap in my camera that I thought, why not start selling the straps, because that will help me to finance my photography, my project, keep doing photography, and I will be mm-hmm. sharing good products with my fellow photographers. So that's when the shop starts.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, one wonderful idea. Let's rewind a little more even. Okay. So when did it all start for you with the photography? When was it that you know, picked up the camera?
I started doing photography 10 years ago. I used to paint and draw, okay. and that was my passion. And to be honest, I always thought that cameras were quite complicated. And then I came across with this very good friend, Dean, that is a photographer, and he told me, oh, you should try photography. I was like, no, that's too complicated for me. And one day he came with this film camera, a Canon, that he bought in the eBay for £10. And mm-hmm. I started taking pictures. And I never looked back. I was like, oh my God, this is amazing. So I stopped doing painting, unfortunately. Maybe one day I will go back to that. And I dedicate myself full to photography. So that's what I do day and night. That's what I think about. That's what I
love. And so what kind of pictures did you paint?
Well, I used to do abstract painting, and my big influence since I was a little boy is Picasso and mm-hmm. Salvador Dali, that kind of painting.
It's a pity. I think you should absolutely at some point. I know how it is when life comes into, you know, the way and so on. But I hope one day you pick it up again, because I find it always fascinating when people, you know, with two passions. And,
yeah, it's amazing. The problem with painting, it can drain yourself. It's too intense. But maybe one day I will go back to that if I have time. I hope so. Mm-hmm. But for at the moment, and time is all about photography.
Right.
Because in the end, that's what I love about street photography. It's like you chasing, if that make any sense, you chasing paintings. It's live paintings all around you. You just need to learn how to see them, and then you capture forever.
And it's there a bit quicker than a painting, right?
Exactly. So it's more immediate. A painting could take you months, and you know, it can drain you. The photography is more immediate.
So I looked at your portfolio, some very beautiful photographs, much black and white, and I see that you are exactly shooting wedding, also portraits, some documentary, and of course street photography. When you started, you know, those 10 years ago, was it the street photography which first, you know, fascinated you?
I start with street photography, and then I moved to weddings, because I realized that wedding photography, I know that some people think that is a minor photography, if that makes any sense, or they do it just for the money. I really like it in the way that I do it, because it's photojournalism. In the end, they are paying you to capture emotions, and these are very important day with the guests and all the ceremony. So I start doing the weddings, and I really like.
Yeah, I absolutely have to agree here, because just recently I was talking also to Kevin Mullins, right? He's also doing weddings, and look what he is doing these days. He is more and more into street photography. I think those two genres are absolutely, they have so much in common, right?
Oh, absolutely.
It's about
absolutely, because in the street is that moment, is that you need to see what's going. You need to anticipate the moment, and you need to be really aware, and at the same time, you need to be in the street, like people will not notice that you're there. So if I use the same technique in the weddings, I use exactly the same technique, and helps a lot. I think.
Yeah, this is absolutely, I agree. You know, I also do not so many, but I do occasionally a wedding, and also do street, and I never could understand this when people started differentiating those things. It's exactly like you say. It's the same kind of behavior for me when I am there with the camera.
Exactly.
So from, and then you're also doing now portraits, right? And I saw some landscape. I saw some documentary kind of projects.
Landscapes is recent, but I start liking it more and more, because. Landscapes and even your urban landscapes, because I think that sometimes that could go in street photography as well. You don't need to have necessarily a human being or someone, you know, in the picture. So that's my opinion. Sometimes only the urban landscape tells a story about the city and about the streets.
So it's funny, it's interesting. We have kind of similar approach. So I can imagine it would be very difficult for you to you know, to say that one of those genres of photography is closest to you. Probably you treat it all kind of in a.
Oh yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Because I love photography, and so yeah, I treat it all with the same passion, and I love to do portraits, because I think it's not easy, but it's amazing when in the end you see the work and you capture the real person that you are taking the picture. So I love street, I love the weddings, I love landscapes. It's all photography. I don't really like to classify, you know, types of photography. I think that shouldn't be like that. You know, it's all photography.
And you just moved to Lisbon, right?
Yes, that's my city. Portugal is my country. I just moved to Lisbon because it was time to go back. I lived in UK for 10 years. It was an amazing experience. But, you know, I can run my online shop everywhere. The service is the same. Nothing changed. The same prices. So I'm still trying to give my best service to my customers and friends. And I moved to my city too. And I have I'm started already a long street photography project based in Lisbon.
And this is a paradise, right, for a street shooter?
Oh yeah, it's amazing. It's amazing. So yeah, it's great. So that's what I've been doing now every single day. I just grab my X-Pro 2 and my 23mm F2, comfortable shoes, and walk for 4 or 5
hours. Nice. Uh-huh. So, yeah, I was just about to ask you. But you just answered the question. So your setup is it the X-Pro 2 and the 23? Yeah, the new 23mm
F2. That was a difficult move because I have the 23mm F1, the 1.4. That's
right.
I love that lens. In fact, I love the 23 because it's a 35mm equivalent. And that's mm-hmm. my lens. If I only had to have one lens, that would be my lens. That's the lens that I use 99% of the time. So
okay,
that's what I'm using now in the street. I have the XT2s as well. Sometimes I use the XT2, but always for street, normally I use the 23. The F2 is weather-sealed, it's smaller, it's lighter, so it's perfect.
And do you find it also significantly quicker when it comes to focusing?
Yes, is not too much, but yeah, it's quicker.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So it would be your setup, right?
Yeah,
now.
It's my setup. So sometimes I use the 16, but not so much. As I told you, 99% of the time, I use the 23, mm-hmm. which is a great lens.
Absolutely.
But I like to change. I don't like, you know, people that saying, oh, for street, if you want to be a real street photographer, you need to use a 23 or a 16 or a 24, in this case, the 24 equivalent, you know, or the 50 equivalent. I don't really care, to be honest. I think you can take street photography with a Fuji, with a 56. You can even take it with a 72-200 equivalent, you know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely.
Why not make experience? That's the amazing thing about art. You know, it's you learn with your mistakes and you're trying. So that's what I do. But yeah, the lens that I use most is the 23. But
yeah, one of the most amazing street photography shots. You must be familiar with his work by Saul Leiter.
Yeah,
you know, his early years. He was shooting with a telephoto zoom.
Exactly.
So
I have some pictures that I really like in my portfolio. Mm-hmm. In the early days, that I was using the Canon the F4, the 72-200. You know,
yeah, exactly.
And people say, that's too big, and is white. You know, doesn't really matter.
It is a little bit more difficult to stay invisible, right?
Well, I don't think my opinion is not the camera that makes you invisible. Of course, if it's a big zoom lens, but it's more about your behavior, your body language. If that makes any sense, I use different techniques in the street. Sometimes I just wait. Is this alley or this corner with a beautiful light, with a nice composition? I wait there. Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes I'm just walking around, so it depends.
Yeah, I think it has much to do with your body language.
Exactly.
Yeah. Angelo, let's go on. Let's talk about your shop. So we can find it at afshoot.com.
Yeah.
Right? I will link to everything in the show notes and on the website. So you offer camera straps. Different kinds of accessories, right? Lens hoods, screen protectors. Are the straps the main offering you are having there?
The straps along with the metal lens hoods. I was not happy with the Fujifilm. They do, as we all know, amazing glass, amazing lenses, and the cameras look great. But I don't like the plastic lens hoods, so I start using these metal ones. And then I did my homework, and now I'm selling. So, and it's easy for the customer, because when you go to my shop, you have this roadmap, so you know exactly which metal lens hood will fit the particular lens. So that's, along with the straps, that's my main sales. I sell a lot of metal lens hoods for Fuji, because they are for Fuji lens.
Okay. Can you find a metal lens hood for every available Fuji non-lens?
For 99%. The only Fuji lens that is not available is the real wide ones.
Like, okay, so like 1024.
Exactly. But then all the other range, 99% of the range, I have metal lens hoods that will fit. And they look great, because they look, you know, it's the retro look. So it's quite nice. I use it myself. Again, I only sell stuff that I use, and that I think that my fellow photographers will like.
Yeah, this is the best approach, I can imagine.
Exactly. Absolutely. Otherwise, why would you be selling, you know, low quality, like with the straps? My suppliers, I work with them, because I know that they are really, they have a big attention of details and quality. I want to sell quality. So that's what I'm trying to do.
So when I was preparing for this conversation with you, I was thinking about, you know, I was thinking about a camera strap. You know, we all know Fujifilm cameras, beautiful retro look, this whole feeling, the tactics, and, you know, we love it. We love them. And then you are adding a strap, right? And so many people care about it, about the strap, about the, you know, case, or even about the bag. Do you think having a strap which you like adds to your overall photographic experience? And I will even push it much harder here. Do you think having a strap which you like and which fits you can have impact on your photography?
Well, yes and no. A strap is not going to make you a better photographer. Like a new camera is not going to make you a better photographer. But if you can take the maximum pleasure of the experience of shooting, and if for that a nice strap will help, why not?
Yeah, that's what I mean, you know, you know, when I take that,
Absolutely, absolutely. The same way that sometimes I'm shooting with my X-Pro2, and then I have in my bag for 2 or 3 weeks the X-T2, and then, wait a minute, and I fell in love again. You know, I take that camera to the streets, and if I take a nice picture, I was like, you know, almost that I think that was the camera that helped me out to do a better job. So, yeah, a strap could be important, because they are beautiful handmade, and they will make your camera a little bit special.
Yeah, I think it's interesting, extremely interesting subject, because it's a bit like with our clothing, right?
Exactly.
It's like something which what we are wearing. And the more comfortable and happy we feel with what we are wearing, the more relaxed and confident
absolutely.
We are.
Absolutely. I agree 100%. I'm very careful with my clothing. I'm not saying that I have a good taste in clothing, but you know, if I love that shoes, if I'm using them, I feel more comfortable. I feel more confident. So yeah, I agree 100% with you. So it's the same with the straps and with the cameras. You know?
Exactly. And are you observing some any trends when it comes to, you know, what people prefer buying? Like, are there some phases in terms of materials or even colors of straps?
Oh yes, in the I see the market for the rope straps is growing and growing. I remember in the beginning people were like, I prefer leather because it's a more, if you like to say, it's a more noble material, you know. But in these days, people love the rope straps as well.
And in terms of colors, do you see some clear preference?
The black is black. Always but in the leather straps the same. So the color that people like most is black.
So actually color which in most cases at least matches the color of the camera.
Exactly.
This is interesting. Interesting things really to talk about. Angelo, thanks so much. And Could you now share with our listeners, so what would be the things you would encourage them to check out right now in your shop? Is there anything special, new products, or what would you like them to have a look at?
Well, is that we have the shop starts with the straps. I would tell them to look. I have the we talk about, already about the metal lens hoods that they mm-hmm. make our lovely Fuji cameras look even better. For people that likes to shoot manually, to focus manually, I have this product that is the lens focus tab that is really handy, works very well. Is a rubber that goes around your camera and you can easily with your finger focus manually. For street is great for people that use that technique in the street.
Okay, so this is just a question because I have never used it myself. So is it something you attach on the ring, right?
So it's rubber, so you just attached it in the lens, and then has the shape of the rubber. It's really great for you with your finger to focus manually. Mm-hmm. So it will help you out. The focusing, the manual focusing, will become much much easier.
And more accurate.
It's great. Basically, right? You remember is the same shape that the Leica lens. You know that okay. things attached mm-hmm. with that system to help you to manual focus with your fingers.
Okay, that's interesting. I never tried it myself, so you may have a customer here.
No, they're great.
Angelo, thank you so much. I will link to the yep. directly to your website, to your shop, and thanks so much. Enjoy Lisbon.
Thank you, Thomas. I just very quickly want to say to you and to our friends that my new project that I'm gonna start shortly, my own collection. So new things are coming, really nice. And that will be something that I'm gonna add to my shop. I'm gonna keep working with my friends and suppliers, of course, because they do great products. But I'm gonna start having my own collection as well.
Yeah, that sounds great. Make sure you let me know, and we'll share the news. Thank you so much, Angelo.
Thank you so
Take
much.
Care.
Take care.
Take care. Thank you. Bye bye.
See you soon in Lisbon.
Thank you for listening to the Fuji Love Podcast. Stay up to date with Fuji Love. Follow our Facebook page and join the Fuji Love Facebook Readers Group. Head over to www.fujilove.com for all the necessary information. Take good care, and we will talk to you next time.